Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with the transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Of course, mom doesn't know I spent all my money on 45 records. Yeah, and I'm all revved up, ready to go for you on my brand new edition of Relics and Rarities from 1963. Manuel and the Renegades on the Piper record label. Yes, and it's called Rev Up. Records and his 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. I've got a funny feeling I'll be rocking out today, that's for sure.
Well, I got a funny feeling, gonna rock, I'm gonna boo it again. Booty baby, yeah, I got a funny feeling, gonna rock, I'm gonna boo it again. Booty baby, come on, booty baby, won't you say you let me in? Well, let's rock and roll. Well, let's hop, well, let's do the stroll. Well, let's dance, we gotta give it a chance. Well, let's move, we gotta get in the groove. Come on, booty baby. Gonna rock, I'm gonna boogie again. Booty baby, come on booty baby, won't you say you let them in? Yeah, let's rock and roll. Let's rock, well let's do the stroll. Let's dance, we gotta give it a chance. But let's move, we gotta get in the groove.
Great 1945, that is from 61. Wayne Cochran on the Gala record label. Tune called Funny Feeling. Yes, let's rock. Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
Well, I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until the broad daylight. Because I'm ready. I'm able. I'm willing and I'm able, so you better come and go with me. We're gonna rock and roll, tell them more about free. Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter, cause I can't read. Don't be long, cause I'll be gone. We're gonna rock and roll long night long. Cause I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll. I'm willing and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until tomorrow night. I'm willing and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until tomorrow night.
Yeah, these rock and roll 45s make me feel so fine. Day of the Rave, your record geek on the radio. Top 20 for Fats Domino. It's early summer of 1959.
And it was 9:32. There's nothing I got to do than to dance with you. On the road, I'm wheeling and rocking. I'm wheeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. While I looked at my watch, and it was 9:43. And at the time I spent, she spent with me. On the road. Number 1026, I gotta keep on dancing till I get my kiss. I'm wheeling and rocking. I'm wheeling and rocking, rolling to the break of dawn. I looked at my watch, and it was 10:05. A man I didn't know if I was dead or alive. And it was 10:29. I had to hold her hand. She was still holding mine. And we rolled. We were sitting and rocking. We were sitting and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. I looked at my watch, and to my surprise, I was dancing with a woman that was twice my size. We were sitting and rocking. We were sitting and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. And it was time to go. The band let us if we ain't playing no more.
Shaking the walls here in the No Static Attic. Spring of 65 with the Dave Clark 5.
Watch out, here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot.
the Rave Sure Shot 45 from 1960. What a killer record that is. Love that record there. That's Faye Reese. Faye Reese on the Candix record label and a tune called Won't You Break My Heart. It's a Day of the Rave Sure Shot record. Just last week, we lost Aretha Franklin. Now an angel up in rock and roll heaven. And in the summer of 1968, last week, this record, The House That Jack Built, was just debuting on the Billboard Top 100. The late Aretha Franklin. Of course, this week, in the summer of 1967, yes, this very week, debuting on the Billboard Top 100 was this song by the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix Experience, the late Jimi Hendrix. Yes, a record debuting on the Billboard charts this very week in 1967. And, of course, a debut 45. Yes, the first week on the Billboard charts this week in 1968. Another purple, a deep purple. By Mr. Joe South. That's the 45 that got it all started for Deep Purple in the summer of 1968. Became a top 10 record, Deep Purple, in a tune called Hush.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Talk, 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 talk.
More than just the hits.
Hi, we're the Times.
And you're listening to the Relics and Rarities show with Dave the Rave.
Thank you. is the magic of our summer love. Is the magic of
the great sound of the times, early summer of 1964. Pretty cool record. Only 1 week on the Billboard Top 100 at number 99. Yes, for just 1 week only, The Times, in a tune called The Magic of Our Summer Love. Well, the magic of radio. And this is what a record geek like me just loves about doing the Relics of Rarity show. So last week, I get into a conversation with a listener by the name of Jim Redberg from Tacoma Park, Maryland. And we started talking about, you know, records, and he tells me that he was a roadie. Him and his buddies from the Baltimore area were roadies for Tommy Vann and the Echoes. Well, actually, they were roadies for a group that called themselves End the Echoes. And of course, those were the same Echoes that used to back up Tommy Vann, who in 66 had some records making noise in regional markets. He covered Too Young and also Pretty Flamingo. But of course, when the band left split with Tommy Vann, they were putting out 45s and out touring under the name End the Echoes. And I am positive that Jim Redberg probably thought nobody would know this group and the Echoes, but the record geek that I am, yes, Dave the Ray with all the records you crave. So I'm going to send it out to Jim Redberg, his buddies, the roadies for these particular guys, and the Echoes, who made this very cool 45 produced by the legendary soul producer and songwriter George Kerr. Jim Redberg, thanks so much for the great conversation.
I used to say never see the day when I would let some girl get close enough to steal my heart away, because I swore that I wanted no part of love, because to me, to be in love was just a big hang up. I never wanted this and I never wanted that, but now I stand corrected and I ain't ashamed to take it back. What I
I'm so glad that Jim Redberg got me to dust that particular 45 off. End the Echoes was the name of the group out of Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, formerly with Tommy Vann of the Echoes. And then, of course, when Tommy Vann left, just simply calling themselves End the Echoes on the Soul Train record label. Once again, arranged and conducted by Richard T and produced by George Kerr. End the Echoes, and I've Always Wanted Someone Like You. Yes, I'm looking at you, and you're looking so fine.
Yeah.
all-time favorites. I think most of my longtime listeners, they know I love the Big O. Otis Redding, Look at the Girl. Watch that little girl dance. Love that particular song. It's a cool Otis Redding record that, you know, just you never hear that on the radio. But here are Relics of Rarities. Yes, that is a favorite for sure. Of course, every week on the Relics of Rarity show, we play a 45, and you got to try to figure out who's doing the record. We play just for fun. You get one guess only. And last week, this was the mystery oldie 45 from last week. Find out if anybody figured out who's doing the record. For the Classics 4, but that wasn't the Classics 4. I think most of you know that it wasn't them. Somebody else covered that particular record, and a record only released in England, at least not in America, but definitely released over there in England. It was the flip side of a record that was released in America, a tune called What's It Gonna Be, which of course never turned out to be a big Dusty Springfield hit. Yes, that was the mystery artist, Dusty Springfield. But over there in England, she covered Spooky on the flip side of that 45, What's It Gonna Be? And we did have quite a few winners. Pretty distinctive voice there for Dusty Springfield. Ed Flash, Appleton, Wisconsin. Kevin Buxton, Campbell Sport, Wisconsin. Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, New Jersey. Ursula Burnett from Franklin Park, New Jersey. Dennis Romanek, Summers Point, New Jersey. Carolyn Ruperto, East Brunswick, New Jersey. Sante down there in South Beach, Florida. And Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They knew the mystery oldie. Indeed, it was Dusty Springfield. We'll have a new mystery oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. Jot down my phone line. It's 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. You can also email me, dave@davetherave.com.
Baby, baby.
great 45, but you won't find that in the top 100. But it should have been Bobby Fuller, Baby My Heart.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Give her some hard times. Treat her mean. That's what all the guys say. It'll only make her love you more, but it just don't go down that way. I should have told her that I needed her when I had the chance.
But
now she's left me and it's all over.
Soul Patrol. That is a stone smash of a record. April of 1965, peaking at number 124. It was easier to hurt her, Mr. Garnett Mims. A record that was also a really cool version of that record, recorded by Wayne Fontana, the guy who was with Wayne Fontana in the Mindbenders Game of Love. He also recorded a really cool version of that particular song, but that's the Garnett Mims version. It was easier to hurt her. Well, I'm not going to hurt you too bad this week. I think this is a... Well, I think. Sometimes I say this and it doesn't turn out that way, but I think this might be a relatively easy Mystery Oldie 45. Definitely got a lot of regional airplay, so if you happen to be in that region where this record got played, well, then you'll know who's doing my Mystery 45. One guess only. We play just for fun, so call me up if you know who's doing this next record and tell me the artist that's doing the record. One guess only, once again, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. If you end up in voicemail, just leave your name, phone number, and your guess, and I will call you back. 609-948-4487, or simply email me if you prefer, dave@davetherave.com. Once again, the email address, dave@davetherave.com. Who is singing this next record? And good luck to everyone.
Every now and then I see you again. Maybe you come running across my mind. Every once or twice, feeling's kinda nice. Maybe you come running across my mind. Maybe you come running across my mind. Every other day, since you've been away,
I'm free. You sneak up on me. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. In the windows of the store, in the darkened pawn shop doors, in the pounding summer rain, you come back to me again.
Dave the Rave's Mystery Oldie 45. Yes, your record geek dusting off those lost 45s. Who's doing that record? Once again, call me up at 609-948-4487 or email me, dave@davetherave.com.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash!
Says you got to dig in. They love it in San Antonio, Texas. That's where the band hails from, that area. The Commands, originally on the Dynamic record label, picked up later by Backbeat Records. The Commands in No Time.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave, where you never hear the same songs over and over and over and over.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045 here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. Red Hot Car.
As I was out riding last night about nine, chick pulled up, car like mine. Didn't know what she had under her hood. Way she was grinning, it was something good. I got a red hot car, fast as it can be. Don't none of you guys, woo, baby, wanna drag with me? Well, the light turned green, we took off slow. I could see her grin as she took me in low. Well, I shifted to second, her grin turned sick. She didn't know she was up against a bad street stick. I got a red hot car, fast as it can be. Don't none of you cats, woo, baby, wanna drag with me? Off slow, I could see her grinning as she took me low. Well, I shifted to second, her grin turned sick. She didn't know she was up against the bad stick. I got a red heart, fast as it can be. Don't know.
Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week there from 1962 on the Doc Holliday record label. Bobby Vern in a tune called Red Hot Car. And Relics and Rarities listeners, Dawn and Larry Kukan, I stopped by to deliver two t-shirts that they had purchased. Two very cool Day of the Rave Relics and Rarities t-shirts, which you can get also at my website, www.davetherave.com. And in their garage was the coolest red car I've ever seen. It was a 1950 Radical Custom Mercury with a chop roof, and whew, what a bad machine that was. Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. In fact, I posted a picture of that really cool car on my Facebook page, so check it out. So I'll dedicate that tune, Red Hot Car, Bobby Vern, to Dawn and Larry Kukan. Yes, what kind of spark plug is in that car?
Well, sure do love those brown-eyed babies. Yes, I love those little dears. And when I start in loving them one by one, oh, I'm really striving my gears. And everybody calls me spark plug. Yeah, yeah, spark plug. I'm just looking for some loving. And everybody calls me spark plug. I used to have a gal named Sally, and she was sweet as she could be. Well, we had a fight and broke up one night because she couldn't keep up with me. Now everybody call me Spark Plug. Yeah, 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 Spark Plug. I'm just looking for some loving, yeah. And everybody call me Spark Plug. Now move it. I'm
just getting started, you see. Now everybody calls me Spark Plug. Yeah, Spark Plug. I'm just looking for some loving, and everybody calls me Spark Plug. When a girl starts needing some loving, and she wants her loving right, she just picks up the phone and yells for old Spark Plug. Anytime, day or night, and everybody calls me Spark Plug. Yeah, Spark Plug. I'm just looking for some loving.
Woo!
And everybody calls me Spark Plug.
The group known as the 14s on the Challenge record label. Yes, I better fire up my spark plugs because I've come to the end of my Relics of Rarity show. Clock on the wall says, Day of the Rave, you got to go. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Yours truly, the record geek on the radio with all those cool Lost 45s. You got a special Lost 45 challenge? Well, you contact me, Dave at DaveTheRave.com, or call me up and take a guess on my mystery oldie as well, 609-948-4487. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.